Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired beer and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, alongside the beautiful Stephen Julian.
Whoa. Settle down there, big guy.
I've got to admit now, it's been 5 years, right?
Yes.
I might have a little bit of a man crush on you, Stephen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Man, bromance.
It's a bromance going on here.
I like it. Do we get an award for that?
I'll give you your award after the show.
I'm just glad you're back to say an award-winning edition.
Yes.
We are award-winning
edition. We are.
Dadgummit.
Wrong.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah. And we're going to have an award-winning show. I'm excited about today's show.
I'm thrilled. We got two awesome guests. Three awesome guests from two companies.
And anytime we're talking food,
that's an automatic win for me.
Although, typically, when we have restaurants come on, they usually bring a little of their delicacy
them. But I have a theory on why. So if that's a tease, I'll give my theory of why they didn't bring any food.
We are talking about one of our favorite places, Waffle House.
Absolutely.
Vikas Miller and Teresa Hayes are here from Waffle House. And later on the show, we'll be talking with Lowell Smoker with Dynamic Media Consultants. But we're going to start with Vikas Miller. He's the executive VP. And Teresa Hayes. And Teresa, you're Area People Director, which is a very cool title.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to ask probably the dumbest question in 6 years of doing this show that's ever been asked.
You keep setting the bar higher.
I do. Tell us about what, for those that have lived under a rock and have no idea, or they're not from the South, or they just don't get out ever, tell us about Waffle House.
Well, what do you want to know?
Give somebody what the experience is. Somebody who's never been, what are they missing out on?
Okay. Well, first of all, we were founded in 1955 in Avondale Estates. We've been around for 62 years, and we're in 25 states. We have over 1,900 restaurants. We are 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We never close. The beautiful thing about Waffle House is that we serve breakfast all day long. So in the middle of the night, if you have the craving for some grits or some hash browns or some scrambled cheese eggs, you can come to a Waffle House. And always, always, you have to come and get our world-famous waffles.
I think everybody here could say, been there, done that.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I'm wondering, everybody who's been there, how many of the different items on the menu they've tried. Because it's one of the rare menus where you literally, nothing's bad. Like, everybody's tried everything on the menu, and it's all good.
You've tried everything? What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing has got to be the Texas toast sandwich.
Bacon, egg, cheese?
Yeah.
Texas bacon, egg, cheese?
Before you guys did that, even the bacon, egg, and cheese on regular toast was awesome.
Yes.
Then when you added Texas toast,
yes.
I'm like, well, now it's just over the top. And then hash browns with it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
Was it sliced? Diced?
I just like them regular. To be
smothered?
I like them regular.
Scattered, smothered, yeah. Covered, chunked,
diced. Scattered is pretty much the way I like them. Maybe I ask if I'm feeling frisky, I'll ask for a little bit extra, a little bit burnt, you know, a little well done.
Steven, sounds like you kind of been to a couple of our restaurants between 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
I grew up in Tucker. I went to Georgia Tech. I am a Waffle House. I have a doctorate at Waffle House.
Oh, my goodness. So. You're my favorite guy. You're my guy.
So everybody knows about the Waffle House restaurants, but they may not know about the history or the culture that it's, you know, you're started here.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the history.
Absolutely. We were started in 1955, like I said earlier, in Avondale Estates. Tom Faulkner and Joe Rogers Sr. were actually our founders. And they were two neighbors and two friends. And they decided to get together and open up a small little restaurant just to kind of so they can feed a couple people and maybe after a couple years open up a couple more and they can kind of have weekends off and do, you know, go play golf and everything. And 62 years later, here we are, over 1,900 restaurants. And really, I don't think they ever really got a good chance to go play golf, you know.
Yeah.
The great thing about our company is that we are all homegrown, which means that, you know, I've been with the company for 16 years. I started as a manager trainee, and I worked my way up through the ranks as a unit manager, a district manager, a division manager, an area manager, a senior vice president. And now I have the pleasure and the honor to work with people in Atlanta, Florida, as well as Tennessee.
And your story is not unique because there's opportunities for people to move up in the ranks just like you did.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely. We do have an awesome management training program. It is pretty much our management team is homegrown, so everyone that comes in has to start, you know, at the same level. For manager trainees, we are looking for awesome hourly candidates as well. Our training program is 12 weeks, and we pretty much teach you everything that you need to know, you know, in order to run a business. And, you know, just basically, you know, there's someone that's, you know, competitive, looking for, you know, a team environment. We all work together, so all of us kind of come in at the same level. Like Vikas, myself, I was the manager trainee as well. So there's various opportunities.
So she can cook.
Outside of, outside of, you know, just, you know, coming in. I mean, whenever you do come in, I mean, we teach you everything that you need to know. So it's great company. Very competitive with, you know, we can compete with any other, you know, restaurant that's out there.
And you guys came in as manager trainees, but I'm sure there are stories of people who started as you know, waiters and waitresses.
Absolutely.
And cooks, and they move up the ranks
as
well.
And that's the beauty about being homegrown. You know, our culture is basically we want to first teach you how to take care of our customers and how to take care of one another. That's part of our creed. And it kind of goes like we take care of our customers, our associates, and each other. Mm-hmm. So we start at the hourly level, our salespeople, our grill operators, and they have the ability to work their way up through if they want to, you know, work their way through college, they can do that, and they can come on into the management program. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
I've got a question I've got to ask. I've always wanted to ask this because I've had friends of mine always ask, and that is, you go almost any corner, you'll find a Waffle House.
Yes.
But there are corners where there's a Waffle House across the street from each other.
I grew up at one.
Okay.
Lawrenceville Highway on 285. Right, there was a Waffle House on one end of the exit.
Yes, sir.
And then they opened up the
790.
So how does that work? You guys are just doing so well that two restaurants in the same location still makes sense?
It does. Actually, you know, the beauty about our business is we value their interaction with our customers. And if you look at the typical Waffle House, it is pretty intimate. And when we feel that the volume is growing where that we're starting to lose some of that intimacy, we throw another restaurant pretty close. We want our customers to have a great experience when they come in. We want them to feel like they're eating in their dining room. And their servers and their grill operators are part of their family. Mm-hmm. And so that's the method behind our madness. You know, we want people to feel really comfortable and feel like they're at home. And if we feel our footprint gets too big, you know, then that's when we make a decision to add another one. So that's on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the business side is about steps. You know, we want to make sure that our operation is as efficient as possible. And so we don't want our salespeople, you know, having to, you know, carry all the real china that they bring out to our customers, having to walk a bunch of steps all the way across a large restaurant.
We're speaking with Vikas Miller. He's the Executive Vice President at Waffle House, and Teresa Hayes, who's the Area People Director. We were doing a little research before the show. You gave us a little information. When it comes to your culture, you guys have something called a call-in system. Mm-hmm. Explain what that is and why that's unique to Waffle House. Teresa, you're laughing, so I'm going to let you answer it.
Our call-in system is pretty unique. I always like to tell people that it's, you know, more nostalgic. It comes from like an old, you know, diner style type of scenario where you come in and there's not necessarily a POS system. We write down each order and then it's called out. And our grill operators understand, you know, that language, and so they're able to cook the food based on the way that it's called. So it is a certain language of, you know, Waffle House. I mean, to the customer it may sound, you know, strange, but to us it's almost second nature. So it's kind of how we communicate with each other when we're working.
And we are living in a culture that is always about progress and moving forward and technological advances. There are some things that don't necessarily have to be changed. I love how you said nostalgic, but I also think it can, as long as it shows that it's effective. And by the way, I've never had a wrong order at Waffle House, so wow. It works. You know,
but that's part of the fun when you go is to hear them yell to the cook the order. And I'm going to put you on the spot. Whoever, just give us some strange order, and we'll see if we can figure out what it is that you just ordered.
Strange. Wow.
One, two, order scrambled cheese raisin plate, scattered, smothered, covered.
There's some hash browns there. Yeah. I know that.
Raisin toast?
Right.
Right. That was my guess there, because I know they have raisin toast. That's good, too, by the way. What did you see?
On two.
On two. That I don't know. Mike? Take
I don't
it. Two eggs?
No. That means two platters.
Oh, okay.
So we're
going
to give – that means if both of y'all want to order scrambled cheese, raisin, plate, scattered, smothered, covered, I would say on two.
Very
Mark.
Cool.
On two, on two. Hike.
There you go. So there you go.
You talk about the Waffle House culture, and it just feels like home. One thing that you guys are known about is when there's a disaster or something, you guys don't stay closed very often or at all in some cases. Talk about what has now become known as the Waffle House Index. And you guys have been parts of some of these storms. So share some of those experiences.
Absolutely. You said home, but we look at each other. It doesn't matter if we're which state we're in as family. And it's like when your family member is in need, we're going to go and help them. We call those our jump teams, and basically that means we're going to jump into action. And we try to make sure that we are going to be there for our other, you know, associates that are working, but more importantly for our community. You know, the reason why we're in business is because of these communities that we're in. And we have an obligation to the communities to be there in their time of need. So when a community does not have power or a community does not have water, we feel an obligation to be open. And one, so that people can kind of have a feel of a place they can go and get something to eat. Possibly if there's no power, they can maybe get some air conditioning. And they can kind of feel like a little bit like normal for a little, you know, portion of time. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason. Also, our associates, you know, they still have bills that they have to pay. They are part of these communities. And so it's important for them to be able to continue to work. And I will say, you know, we don't make money on these things. We lose money during these type of crises, because oftentimes we donate everything. You know, the food, all that stuff is basically just a net even or the loss. But we feel it's more important to give back into our communities. And so you mentioned the Waffle House Index, and it's pretty simple. You know, if we're on a regular menu, and, you know, that means that everything is green and everything is fine, no big deal. A limited menu, which means that we feel that the business, you know, there's going to be an overwhelming need for of business. We're on a yellow, which we call a limited menu, which is not everything on our menu is available. It's things that we can serve pretty quickly. And then if it's red, if we're closed, because obviously we're going to try to help our communities, but we're not going to put anybody in harm's way. And we close down, you know, it's pretty bad. You know, it's pretty bad. You know, last year we had a couple hurricanes, and I made the probably silly decision to drive through them to try to get to some restaurants to make sure everybody was all right. And my wife gave me an earful about it. So I probably won't do that again. But it's one of those things of if, you know, someone that you really care about is in need, you're going to try to get to them and try to help them out.
it's so much more about the food than I can see the passion when both of you talk. It's not the food. Steve and I have talked about that. That's wonderful.
Yes.
But it seems like this company is so much more about than just the food.
Yes. Yes. We're family. We're family. And it's, you know, when people go through a shared experience, you kind of have that bond. You know, we talked earlier about my grandfather and my, you know, the reason why my name is Vikas. But they were best buddies. Yeah. And they went through a shared experience, and they created a bond. Well, we go through a shared experience every day, you know. And so we've created a bond, and we have a bond. And we work third shifts, you know, at my level. I go and work the third shifts. Georgia Tech, during football seasons, I've been there plenty of times. I probably have seen you, Stephen. I know I've seen you.
It was a long time ago.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a Waffle House right outside our back door here.
Yeah, we just left them over there.
And we go in, and I go in all the time. I love the grilled cheese sandwiches, because not only is the food good, but it's not expensive, which is really cool.
Right.
And so a lot of times I get grilled cheese. That's just the thing that I've always loved at Waffle House. And I was gone for a couple weeks, so I hadn't been in there. And I walk in, and they go, "Hey, we haven't seen you in a while."
Yeah, where you been?
And I'm thinking, how do they remember me?
Yeah.
Hey. Or are they just
yeah.
putting me on?
Yeah.
Say it to everybody.
Yeah. Most of the time, we remember you by your order.
But it's
hey, grilled cheese. What's up, man?
Grilled cheese. You got to eat, right, Mike?
But it seems honest and real, because you go to some restaurants and you walk in and go, "Hello, welcome to, you know, whatever," and it just seems canned and. You know, that's how they're trained to do it. And here it seems like you get to know the people, as you say. It's just a culture that you can't just produce. It just has to happen.
But on top of that, Mike, if I can jump in, so I think a lot of people like you have the story. My dad had a story. There was a Waffle House around the street.
We all have Waffle House stories.
Yeah, everybody who goes regularly has a Waffle House, and they have their regular server or group of servers that they usually are served by. But I also think it goes beyond that, even if it's your first time at Waffle House.
Sure.
That waiter or waitress, that server, is going to make you feel like your family. Because that is true. Because I've gone to many different Waffle Houses, as Vika's pointed out. And so maybe I don't have a regular, but whenever I go in, it's always, "Hey, sweetie, how you doing? You know, hey, honey, good to see you." I mean, there's familial terms that
Absolutely.
You guys will use.
And that's one of the things. Again, we pride ourselves on being very consistent across all of our restaurants in 25 states. So that's pretty important. And if you think about it, we talked earlier about the lack of technology. But part of that is making that connection with our customers. You actually have to speak with them. You actually have to ask them, "What would you like this morning? Or would you like to have some you know, eggs and some hash browns? Or would you prefer some grits?" You actually have to have, you know, that conversation. And that builds, you know, a relationship. And that's why we feel it's so important to make sure that we keep that customer engagement on the forefront of our business agenda.
As we get ready to kind of wrap things up with you, I do want to ask you something about the corporate side. You mentioned you're in 25 states. And,
yes.
And Waffle House, of course, you know, born and bred in the South and yes. just continuing to grow. Is there going to be a day where we see you coast to coast?
Well, you know, you never say never. But one of the things that we always try to remain true to is our core values and our core systems are. And basically, we're in 25 states and we do things pretty well. Yeah. We don't want to say, "Hey, look, we are going to be in all 50 states." And
we have to be everything to everybody.
Exactly.
I like
that. And some of these things don't translate very well.
I was gonna say, like in the Northwest, to me, it's such a Southern thing.
True. Can I say a true story? So I'm born and raised in New York. I'm from the Bronx. Went to school in Brooklyn. Came down here. Went to Morehouse College. Before I worked at Waffle House, I never walked into a Waffle House. I always went to IHOP because that's what we have up in New York.
Are you allowed to even say that word?
I can say IHOP.
Oh, the PR guy behind you right now is very upset.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
The key is always being true. So I tell this story all the time. So I came down here, and I had never walked into a Waffle House before I actually started working. But the culture of the company is one that actually caused me to stay here. You know, I've been with the company for 16 years, and it is, like I said earlier, like family. You know, so to your point, it does not translate well. The amazing thing now is that you have so many Northerners that are down here in the South, and everybody loves Waffle House. People up in New York are asking, "When are you going to bring a Waffle House up here?" And I say, "I'm not sure."
Ironically, I'm not even 100% sure if I've ever had a waffle at Waffle House. I've had everything but you know?
Because everything is so good.
Yes.
I did do it just so that I could say I had it. I'm not the biggest waffle eater. I don't. Yeah, it's
really?
Not a, yeah, it's not a big thing for me. So, but, and again, everything else was just so good. I'm like, I don't want a waffle. I'd rather have the eggs. I'd rather have the steak. I'd rather have, you know, so it's right. Everything else.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun to hear
thank
about
you.
The culture and the history and the Waffle House Index. For those that would like to find out more, you know, we joked before the show, give a website so people can find the location.
Yeah. Just go to an exit on the interstate.
Just
you'll
go
find
anywhere.
There you go.
But if people want to find out more, really, Teresa, about the opportunity to be part of your family, where can they get that information and what do they need to do?
They can go to whcareers.com and basically put in their location and, you know, apply from there. Preferably, they can, you know, ask for Teresa Hayes. But for the most part, I mean, wherever they are located, whether it's here or out of state or anything like that, they can go to WH Careers and find more information about how to apply. And there's some videos on there that talks about a day in the life of our managers and, you know, just really good information.
I think sometimes we get caught up in the food and everything and the atmosphere that we forget that there's some great career opportunities there
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
So thank you for coming on and telling us all about that side of the business.
Thank you for having us.
Vikas Miller and Teresa Hayes with Waffle House here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Thank you.
And to settle the thing I said at the beginning of the interview, the reason they didn't bring any food is because we can walk out the back door of the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel and go to a Waffle House.
There you go.
We have a little bit of time between this show and our next show here.
Absolutely.
I already made plans to go next door.
And when I get up tomorrow morning and I'm wondering what I'm going to do first thing in the morning, I'm going to go around on Old Peachtree Road about a mile from my house, and there's a Waffle House. And where I work off of Friendship Road on 985. Oh, look, there's a Waffle House there, too. Yeah,
I live up in Swanee. There's a Waffle House.
Yeah, there's a Waffle House.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And now I got a free waffle cart, which I'm going
to
use.
Steve and Mike, I want to tell you, we do have some food that's coming. We wanted it to surprise y'all, but y'all just keep talking about it. It's kind of ridiculous.
Now he got us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They heard that. Well, here's what happened. They heard what I said at the beginning of the show. They said, we can't have that. They made a few phone calls.
Absolutely.
They're taking care of us.
Absolutely.
So just remember, you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. He is Mike Grilled Cheese Salmon. And I am Stephen Bacon Egg and Cheese Sandwich Julian. And just want to remind
you. You know, my nickname used to be Grilled Salmon.
Really? I like grilled cheese.
So you're grilled cheese salmon. I like that better.
Absolutely. I just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Proactive Payroll. If you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, then you need to get to know the people at Proactive Payroll because they rock payroll and they provide relief. They love the small business owner. Their sweet spot is businesses that are under 100 employees. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently. They allow you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. I'm going to challenge all of our listeners to actually call 404-410-0031 because if you do, something fascinating is going to happen. An actual person is going to pick up the phone. They actually know how to handle your payroll needs. They're not just taking messages. They are experts. Everybody who answers the phone over there is an expert at Proactive Payroll. 404-410-0031 or visit proactivepayroll.rocks.
All right. You know, you thought Vikas had a really cool name, which he does.
Absolutely.
Now we got another
guest. So does Teresa, by the way.
Well yes. Yeah. Teresa, of course. A great name. But Lowell Smoker. That's a cool name. Lowell is with a Dynamic Media Consultants. Welcome to the program, Lowell.
Thank you, Mike and Steve.
Tell us all about Dynamic Media Consultants and what your company does.
Well, we're a group of sales and marketing professionals that have come together to help businesses navigate the ever-changing digital marketing space.
When it comes to digital marketing, Lowell, there are the local business owner, especially the small business owner, but all business owners. It is constantly changing. It is seems like a sea of a quagmire of I don't understand what I'm supposed to do, and I know I'm supposed to do something, but I'm not exactly sure of exactly what I'm going to do. And there's also a lot of different messages that are out there. What makes Dynamic Media Consultants different than other marketing agencies out there?
Good question. Yes, there are a lot of marketing agencies. What we have done, I come from a franchising background, so we are used to standardization and making things simple. So what we've been able to do is sit down and give a personal service consultation with a business owner, take a look at what they're attempting to do, who their targeted client is, And then we, after the consulting side, then we also have an operations or a digital side.
Is it true that a lot of small business owners that are out there that are trying to look for digital marketing, they might be being sold just one particular product? So a lot of the people they come across, they got, I got one solution. They might not be saying that, but that's really what, hey, I got one solution, and you got to fit my solution. Whereas you guys, it sounds like you're a little more like, let's try to figure out what the best solution is for you.
Good. Yes, you're right. So our initial approach is we sit down and we run an analysis on the business from a digital standpoint. And so that'll tell us the things where they're strong, where they're weak. And then we sit down and develop a plan that ties everything back together. Because today, as you said, you know, people get off on a business owner decides, well, I'm going to do Facebook ads, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, you know. And unless you take a look at the whole thing, it's never going to come together. But if we do bring it together and create where every element of their marketing talks to each other, then great things start happening.
Lowell, I want to ask you about those three letters that we hear about when it comes to online marketing, and that is SEO, search engine optimization. And I'm being told that you have to show up when people do searches, that you got to be on that first page. How does that happen? How do I get on the first page? How do I get good SEO for my business?
Good question.
That's why I'm asking the experts.
Well, it depends on the industry, number one. And then a variety of elements. So we take a look at today, for instance, it's important that a business their site is mobile optimized. Question would be, well, why is that important? Well, the reason is because that's where transactions are done today. Everybody searches there. They go there to ask Google about certain things, or Siri, what about this? So that's where we start. Then secondly, the big guns out there, Google and others, look at your social presence. Is there a connection there from a business standpoint? And then a real important element is reputation. You know, folks, you talk to a lot of business people and they say, well, you know, I grow by word of mouth. Well, that's great. But today, word of mouth is on the internet. So if you are not conscious of and developing a relationship of reviews and what people think, then actually the search engines can ignore you. And certainly consumers then can go somewhere else because your reputation is poor.
This might be a little bit of a rabbit trail. So you can say no to me, or you can just handle it quickly. But Mike was asking about first page of Google. Something else I've heard, the three pack, explain a little bit about that and how that relates to the front page on a search engine.
Okay. Other question, Mike, on front page Google, it matters because 80% of a business is done on the first page of Google.
That's important.
Wow.
And then secondly, when we get into the three pack, what that is if you go and search a business, and certainly in a local area, there's typically two or three companies featured in that initial pack. Then you'll see a map, right, which is a local location, and then you'll see a variety of other companies. Above the map or above the three pack is, I won't say free, but if things are structured properly, then a business can get into that three pack and it's golden.
That's not all paid. I thought it was all only exclusively paid.
You know, you have above the fold and below the fold.
You can get above the fold without paying.
Above the fold or it's above paid. The three pack is where they pay.
Oh, okay.
But the optimum, if you were a businessman, would you rather have leads generated or your phone call ring where you didn't have to pay per call, which might be, even, for instance, in the plumbing business, you know, the cost per call in the plumbing business can be $50 a call. And that's not even And that's not conversion. That's not somebody you're doing business. That's just somebody looking. And you pay every single time. If you're an attorney, you might spend as much as $200 or $300. So back to the three-pack then, getting if we can work with, and of which we are very successful doing, getting the customer or the client into the three pack, then they do not have to pay for each call.
Wow. I think I'm on the rabbit trail question on this interview because I'm going to go down another rabbit trail. You mentioned the online mobile search and that transactions are now, I think you said exceeding. They're exceeding on your mobile device than on your laptop and desktop. Does anyone even have a desktop anymore? How is this good or bad for a local business owner? Again, go back to the small business owner. How is that good? What does that mean for me and my business?
Well, it actually can be very good, and it also can be pretty bad.
Should we stick with? Maybe we should start with the good.
Let's go to the good side. The good side is that, you know, when you do a search, or if you sit down and you talk to your device at your home, or if you ask your Google on your phone or Siri or whatever, you know, where's the coffee shop? Who's a good plumber? And oftentimes the terminology is near me. So if it's looking, if you're on mobile, then Google and the others give you something that's close to you, right? So then if you're a local business and you've gotten your stuff lined up correctly and checked all the boxes and filled in and Google recognizes you, then you'll come in, then the near me will work for you because most people want to do business or find a location with somebody that's close to them, right?
And I'm sure all the business leaders and executives that are listening, you know, that are our audience are thinking, that's what I want. How do I do that? And that's what
I thought you were going to say they were all thinking, how the heck do I do that? Right.
Well, right. Well,
all the boxes checked. What boxes? I don't know where the boxes are.
That's why they need a company like Lowell's.
Yeah.
To kind of explain that and kind of walk them through it. So how do you engage with the companies you work with? Do you consult with them on an ongoing basis?
Word of mouth, right? It's all word of mouth, right? Lowell, isn't that what you said?
can it be a one-time thing where you work with them, or do you stay on with a retainer? How do you engage with your customers?
Well, it is word of mouth, actually. Combined with reviews. We come in from – I work primarily on the consultative side based upon my background. And so we'll sit down and do an analysis. We run it through all the digital variety of tools that we have, identify what's going on. And then if we figure out that we're a good fit, then we will enter into a relationship with them. There is a fee for that. Our goal, though, however, is to return the fee back to the business owner within 2 to 3 months by increasing the business. And so it really doesn't cost anything. And if we are successful, then we're performance-based, you know. So we'll stand behind what we do. If we can't do it, if we can't help, we'll tell you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Performance-based is not a phrase that I've heard a lot around digital marketing. Am I correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth. That might not be fair. I apologize, Lowell. But when you say performance based, that's just not a phrase I hear a lot. I hear a lot of we can do this to your website, we can do this to your Facebook, we can get this kind of ad at this kind of price. But I never hear people go, we're going to actually track our performance, and you're going to get your money returned in better business if we're doing our job well.
So what was the question?
So is that a phrase? Am I right in here that I don't hear that a lot?
Is that a differentiator between you and maybe and your competitors?
There you go. Better way to ask it, Mike. Good question, Mike.
Good question, Mike. Frequently, yes, it is. Because we do measure, we do track. It's not guesswork. And so then a business owner will actually know, and we sit down with them. We consult with them either by video in person every month. Initially, sometimes it's several times. It's every week. And from there, then we do whatever it takes, and it can be done. If you do it right, the problem, to your point, Stephen, is that most agencies are only good at one or two things, and no disrespect to the agencies that are out there. We work with other agencies because what we've been able to do is assemble a team of folks that are specialists in those areas, and then we can glue it together, and that's the difference. We're not just an SEO company. We're not just a web developer. We go and bring those guys together, then we sit down and solve you.
Lowell, I'm going to ask you about one last kind of new trend, or relatively new. I guess it's always been there, but it's really in the forefront of the news currently, and that's the idea of privacy. You were talking about a little bit this off the air, so I want to give you the chance to talk about it. When it comes to privacy, businesses and other people's privacy as they begin to on their websites and on their digital media, what are some of the trends that you're seeing, and why is it important for the small business owner to be paying attention to that?
Well, we've likely all heard the news. It's certainly featured for at least 30 days about privacy breaches in credit bureaus. Facebook's been all over. Mr. Zuckerberg's been in front of Congress, you know, pleading innocence. The gathering of data is what it's all about. So, yes, companies have been negligent. You and I as business owners, or anyone who is listening as a business owner, a couple things are happening. Something very significant is happening very quickly. It's each person who is in has a website needs a their site needs to be certified as safe. Google is now, it's been said that they've been saying it for a year to give everybody an opportunity. They are now going to be able to notify someone if they click on that site and it's not secure, you're going to get a message, or they're going to block you, and so you won't come up and search. Secondly is a term that's kind of relatively new, GDPR, which is a European privacy measure. And it has just gone into effect. And those folks, even though it's European, they are serious. The fines are huge. And it matters to us here on this side of the world is that if a company's doing business online and they sell products or have access to people in those countries, if you have not gotten the certification, then they can, if they choose, come after you. And it's costly.
Mm. Well, Lowell, the most important question we're going to ask you all day right now. For those that would like to find out more, look into your services, reach out, maybe talk to you. What's the best way to find out more about Dynamic Media Consultants?
Well, our phone is 770-904-9585, and a real human will answer.
I like it.
And by email, if you'd like, we'll even provide a free analysis for anyone who contacts us, and the email is info@dynamicmediaconsultants.com, and we're right in Duluth.
Great. Well, Lowell, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Lowell Smoker with Dynamic Media Consultants. Also, a big thank you to Teresa Hayes and Vikas Miller with Waffle House for joining us on the program. Want to remind folks real quick that you can listen to this program anytime you want by going to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, because we're in Gwinnett.
Yes.
We're not in St. Louis, Phoenix, Midtown. We're not in, no, this is the Gwinnett Studio.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Let you know where you are.
I appreciate
Although
it.
There's probably a Waffle House next to all the other studios.
Absolutely. Yes. If you're listening to those other studios, go visit a Waffle House.
Go visit a Waffle House.
Call Lowell, because he works around the country and he can help you.
Exactly.
Right? Absolutely.
We're national to everybody. So the programs are there 24/7. You can enjoy them anytime. Also, they're available on iTunes. You can download them there, and please subscribe to us. And we're all over social media, Gwinnett Radio X.
Awesome. You know, Mike, this show delivers Steven. So much because Lowell offered a free consultation. I believe that's got to be a value of a couple hundred bucks, you know, his time helping people with their digital media. And Waffle House brought us food. So we just keep delivering great results.
We got surprised with some food that came in while Lowell was talking.
And
it's like the place smells like, you know, it smells
you,
like.
You threw down the challenge and said they didn't bring food. So they were like, bring some food over. I mean, they make things happen during the show.
You know, it's funny. That's next time we have a banker come on.
You know, I've never gotten any money. But the other banks normally bring us money. So
and a Brinks truck will just back up to the studio.
That's what
here.
I love about this show. And Mike, love is what makes a Subaru. This show emanates from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Inside the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel. And so Subaru is where you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience, especially at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And when you buy that new Subaru, you know where you should go? Down to Waffle House.
Yeah, let's see. Let's wrap up the show. For Nat, for Trey, for Steve, and I'm Mike. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!